Ready to dive in. Today, we're looking at the Farndale family and their connection to, well, Whitby and the sea, really.
A family history intertwined with the very heart of England's maritime world.
Exactly. It's the 17th, 18th centuries, right? Whitby's this bustling port town.
Picture it. Ships coming and going, goods from every corner of the globe.
And the Farndales, they're right there in the thick of it.
Drawn to the opportunity, no doubt, like so many others, leaving the rural areas like Cleveland for a chance at a different life.
Right, and not just like simple sailors. We're talking master mariners in the family line. What does that even mean back then?
Oh, it's a world away from just being a captain, a master mariner. They were the elite, you see. Shipbuilding, navigation, trade winds.
The whole shebang.
The whole shebang. Entrusted with valuable cargo. Lives, even. And that expertise, it echoes down the Farndale family line.
Wow, that's something else. It's a real legacy, isn't it? Skill passed down. Now get this. One of these master mariners, John Farndale, served alongside, wait for it, Captain James Cook.
It's remarkable. Not just on the same ship, on multiple voyages, mind you. Mm-hmm. Three brothers, the friendship.
Those names alone. So what were they up to?
Transporting troops, trading the Baltic Sea, even a bit of whaling. Imagine just starting out in a time of such massive change in maritime history.
To be the fly on the wall, right? So Cook, he goes on to fame and all that, but our John, he's climbing the ranks too. Becomes captain of the very ship Cook was once a mate on.
Makes you think, doesn't it? What did they talk about? Two skilled mariners, their paths crossing like that?
And they both left their mark on the world, each in their own way. But, you know, it wasn't all smooth sailing for the Farndales, was it? It never is it? We found a story, a bit darker. A reminder of how life could be back then.
Ah, yes. Giles Farndale, another relative drawn to the sea, but his story. Well, imagine this. You're in Whitby, 1740, maybe enjoying a pint at the pub. Suddenly, you're seized, forced into service on a Royal Navy ship.
Press ganged. That's chilling. Just like that, your life turned upside down. Can you tell us more about this press ganging business?
Brutal it was, but common. The Royal Navy, especially during wartime, they needed men. Didn't matter much who you were, if you seemed fit.
And for Giles, familiar with the sea, that meant...
thrown right into naval warfare.
So what happened to him? Did he ever make it back to Whitby?
Sadly, no. Records show he died at sea in 41, likely during the Battle of Cartagena de Indias, British and Spanish fighting it out.
Wow.
It really puts things into perspective, the sheer danger of those times. One day you're at home, the next you're...
gone. Just like that.
It shows how quickly things could change. Adventure to tragedy, just like that. You know, that battle, the War of Jenkins' Ear, quite the conflict, really. Giles's story, it reminds us how global events, they could have such a direct impact, even in a place that seems so far away, like Whitby.
Right, like ripples on a pond. But history, it's about the people, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not just the events. And the Farndales, they were resilient, that's for sure. Like William Farndale, another master mariner in the family.
Ah, William.
Captained a ship with a rather interesting name, I thought. The Abigail and Martha. Any guesses?
More than just a name, that. Those were William's mother and daughter.
No way.
It's those little details, you see. They give you a glimpse. Family ties. So important back then.
A little piece of home with you wherever you sailed.
Exactly.
And speaking of family legacies, we can't forget William's descendant, John Christopher Farndale the Elder.
Ah, yes, John Christopher. He really sailed everywhere, you know, around the British Isles, of course.
Right.
And there's even mention of him reaching, get this, Archangel.
Archangel Russia.
You can imagine a journey like that back then. Talk about a challenge.
Absolutely. It really shows you those mariners, they were tough. They had skills we can barely imagine today.
Navigating by the stars, relying on knowledge passed down. And his sons, William and John Christopher the Younger, they followed in his footsteps.
More master mariners.
Oh, yes. Seafaring, it was in their blood. But, well, the sea can be a cruel mistress, can it?
Oh, what do you mean? What happened?
Both John Christopher and his sons, they faced some real trials at sea. We're talking accusations of assault. A terrible loss in the Bay of Biscay. Treacherous waters, that bay.
Known for its storms, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Sudden... violent, even the most skilled mariner.
At the mercy of the elements.
It's a stark reminder, those voyages. They weren't just sightseeing trips.
And while the sea, it was a huge part of their lives. The Farndale story, well, it doesn't end at the water's edge. Our sources, they show us so many paths these Farndales took.
Oh, they were a diverse bunch.
So what other things did they get up to? So beyond the ships in the sea, What else were these Farndales up to?
Well, you had your shipbrokers, of course. Carpenters, too.
Yeah.
Essential for any port worth its salt.
Right, keeping everything running smoothly.
And, get this, even a shipwright in the family.
No kidding. Building the ships themselves.
The very ones sailing out of Whitby Harbor. It's like...
they had a hand in every part of it.
Precisely. But you're right, their story moves inland as well. We follow one branch west, toward Eskdale.
Beautiful countryside around there.
Oh, absolutely. And a different pace of life, you see. This branch, they tapped into a different side of Cleveland. Agriculture, industry.
Because it wasn't all about ships and trade, was it? You had the Industrial Revolution happening, too.
Exactly. So we find, say, William Farndale, his descendants, they're working the ironstone mines.
Tough work, that. A far cry from the open sea.
Worlds apart, you might say. But then there's Samuel Kirk Farndale. He set sail for a different shore altogether, Ontario, Canada.
Wow, talk about a change of scenery. What do you think prompted that kind of move back then?
It's hard to say for sure, isn't it? The lure of the unknown, maybe? The hope for something better? Whatever the reason, it shows you the Farndale story, it's bigger than just one place.
And speaking of bigger stories, we find Farndales making their mark in other ways, too. Like, we have not one, but two Joseph Farndales.
Mm.
Both becoming, would you believe it, chief constables.
It's true. One in Birmingham, the other in Bradford. Positions of real influence, shaping the police force, serving their communities.
And that dedication to service, it's a theme we see, well, throughout the Farndale story.
Absolutely. But it's not just law enforcement, is it? There's a Farndale who excels as a civil engineer, another in a high-ranking position within the Admiralty.
Makes sense, with their maritime background.
And even a Farndale who becomes a prominent Methodist minister. Their story, it's really a microcosm of the times, isn't it? All the change, the dynamism of 17th, 18th century England.
From sailing with Captain Cook to facing press gangs. From tragic losses at sea to finding success in law enforcement, religion, all walks of life. The Farndales, they really live through it all.
And it makes you wonder, doesn't it? What makes a person take one path over another? Was it ambition, circumstance, or maybe just a bit of that Farndale spirit passed down, that drive to explore, to make their mark?
It's a question we can ponder, but probably never fully answer. But that's part of what makes history so fascinating. It's the stories of these individuals, the Farndales of the world, that remind us. History is not just dates and events. It's about real people living their lives, making choices that ripple through time.
And who knows what stories are still waiting to be uncovered.
So the next time you come across a name in a history book, take a moment. Think of the Farndales. Think of their journeys, their hardships, their triumphs. They remind us that everyone has a story.
Mm.
And those stories, they're worth exploring.